Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. This morning I want to read from Luke chapter 17, starting in verse 7. Jesus here is talking about a servant. Servant's work is never done, and we are called to be servants. He says, "But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go and sit down to meat?" So, you know, if a master has servants, his servant is out working all day long, and he comes in, the master is not going to tell him, go sit at the table and feed yourselves. This is what he's going to tell him. He says, "And will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup." Now he has to make supper ready for his master. "And gird thyself," you know, clean yourself up from being dirty, and get supper ready, "and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink." You know, the servant is there to take care of the master, to do his will. Verse 9, "Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." And the lesson here is for you and I, as servants of Christ and servants of God, that our work is never done. It's just simply our duty to do those things. But sadly, many people are like the elder son in Luke chapter 15. Yesterday morning I read about the prodigal son who went into a far country, and he came back. He was tired of being empty. And verse 25 says, "Now his elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment." Notice here, he was doing the father's will. He was serving. He was a servant. And he says, "And yet thou never gavest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends." You know, sadly, many professing Christians have this attitude that, okay, I'm serving God, and I deserve to be treated special. I deserve to not just have this the same old monotony and routine, going through the same routine, but I deserve something special from God. And he says, "But as soon as thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again, was lost and is found." And so this morning, I just want to leave that thought with you. Let's not have the attitude of the elder son there, but let's have the attitude here that, as we read in Luke 17:10, "So likewise, when ye shall have done all these things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." You know, it is simply our duty to be a servant. It is to serve the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And the scripture says our reward will be after this life. The scripture says in Revelation that Jesus is returning and bringing his reward with him for us. And so while we're here, it's just simply our duty to walk by faith and keep his commandments. Like he says, so likewise when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you. Many people today are getting weary of keeping the commandments of God, and they give up. But let's not be weary. Let's not have the attitude. If we have the attitude of the elder son, thinking God deserves to treat us, God deserves to use us special, then we are going to get discouraged and we'll probably give up the faith. But if we have this attitude that we serve the King of Kings and we are just unprofitable servants and have done that which is our duty to do, we will be blessed and we will endure unto the end. So let's close in prayer and thank you for listening. Our Heavenly Father, I do bow my heart here before you and thank you for this truth in your word. I pray that you help us, Lord, to ever keep this the foremost in our hearts and minds. I pray you bless your word and cause your face to shine up on it and give it life this morning and minister to some heart in need this morning. Lord, I thank you and praise you for your goodness and mercy. Help us, Lord, just to simply do all those things which are commanded by you. And Lord, that we would have the right attitude in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. If you would like to talk sometime, my phone number is 260-466-4899. Thank you and God bless.